Being recorded today.
Thank you.
I'll get on with the meeting. Declare the meeting open. Full house, which is very good to see. And staff, and we've got Josh, or we've had Josh. Leave of absence previously approved. Application for leave of absence, so how are we going for the next meeting? Blanche?
Yes, that'll have to be my, sorry.
Can we have a mover and a seconder?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Right. Good stuff. No more leaves of absence?
No, I should be online. I might be in the hospital, but I should be online.
All right, good on you, mate. Right, public question time. No questions without notice. No questions on notice. Disclosure of interest. No disclosure of interest today. Presentations, we've done them with Josh already in the concert forum meeting. Announcement by person presiding without decision. Matters of which we've to go behind closed doors, nil. I need confirmation of the previous minutes. I need a mover and a seconder.
I'll move.
Blanche?
I'll second. Second.
Blanche and Elise, all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, agenda items. 10.1, accounts and statements of accounts. Andrea, appendix 1. Any questions or any talk on this? Andrea's your one.
Yeah, for Jim, if I've got one question, relates to the Commonwealth MasterCard there on page 3 of the attachment. Okay. It was just relating to... just talking about the purchase of special series plates. What's our process? Does the Shire have to use its credit card to buy the plates and then people reimburse the Shire? Is that how it works?
That is correct.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
And my questions were just, I'll just find it here. I think it's just the very first, items there. It's just the tenement refunds. What's the for these mining tenements, what's the Capricorn Origin proprietary limited? What was the, and there's a few of them there, and this goes down to the next crowd, GTT Metals as well, but yeah, why?
Well, they've actually either had surrendered their leases or they've done a reduction of their actual tenement sizes, so they've gone through the processes for this, and we then get a they go through Demir's and do all of that. Demir's updates Landgate. Landgate then send us a valuation report, and we have to do an interim valuation dependent upon that Landgate report.
Right. Yep.
So we always hope that because whenever I build a budget, just to clarify this, I never take into account any interims because I'm hoping it's going to be a bonus to us. That we'll have additional tenements or something's increased or, something's come through. But in this case, and it seems to be throughout the region, everybody has found that a lot of mining tenements have actually closed down and shut down shop or done a reduction simply due to the state of the economy. And we're not the only people finding this issue at the moment. But we have to pay them out somehow, so we do that, and we issue them with a cheque.
Yeah, this crowd, this Capricorn, just to use them as an example.
Yep.
So they paid their rates up front earlier on, and then
Correct. They've
surrendered it halfway through the year, so they don't pay for 12 months of that. So
If they've surrendered it halfway through the year, they pay for half the year.
Okay.
And then they get a refund for the balance.
Yep.
So it's always to the date that change has occurred.
Yep, okay. Yep, no worries. Thank you.
Anything else, sir? Anything else, sir? Can I have a mover and a second?
I'll move it. Jim?
Hamish?
I'll second it.
Right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. 10.2, monthly financial statement, which is Appendix 2, and Andrea again.
Okay. All right. As you can appreciate, we now got accounts now for the end of May. We're pretty close to the end of June. And we, if you can just go to page 8, thanks, Cherie. We are operating, sorry, just come across a little bit more, just give you a chance to do that. And a little bit more if you don't mind, so we've, yep, that's exactly where I want to be. Year to date, as you are all aware, also incorporates our flood damage, but until we had actually had that approved, we were only dealing with estimates. I mean, we had thought, we have now finished, what was it? What was the first one? 1062 has just been approved. 1021, thanks very much. That's now been finalised, so that's completed. And 1062 has only just recently been approved by their department. And we had anticipated we'd have at least $5 to $6 million on that, but it's come in at, I think, 1.6 to 1.7 million. So that's where our differences are happening with our operating expenditure at the top here. But obviously, if we don't spend the money, we don't get a refund for it. So the bottom line is not affected as far as that is concerned. But if you come down a little bit further, you can see we're operating well within our expenditure for our operating expenditure. And if you come down to a little bit, go all the way down to the bottom, you'll see that our closing surplus at the end of May is $4 million, just over. This also is taking into account that we've actually taken away from our operating income and expenditure unexpended grant funding. That's sitting on our balance sheet as a contract liability, and the amount of that is being reduced now down to just over $1 million. Obviously, as the work is progressing, especially with roadworks, that's where the majority of our funding is quarantined until that's actually expended. So if we were to put all our income in together, we'd actually be looking at over $5 million in surplus at this point in time, which is a good position to be in that close to the end of the financial year. If you can just go down now to page 19, if you don't mind. Yep, that's it. Net current funding position basically is a representation of your assets and liabilities, and it represents what your closing surplus is. Okay? As you can see, we have total assets at the moment at the end of May of 7.8 million, as opposed to last year, which was 4.8. So we've had some marked improvements there. If you come down a little bit further, you see our current liabilities are 2.24 million, as opposed to 1.148. But we've obviously got additional assets there to offset that. And if we come down a little bit further than that, it shows our net funding position, which is the same as our surplus of just over $4 million, as opposed to the same position last May of 1.9. So we've had marked improvements in the way that we're operating as a shire. So that's, and it's showing on a bottom line. And if you'd like to go to the next page, it's also showing here in our cash position. So with our reserve funding, which is our restrictive funding of $1.9 million, as well as our unrestricted, which is our our municipal funds, we've got under $6.2 million in cash funds at the end of May, coming into the last month of the financial year. So from that point of view, I'd say it's been a marked improvement, but also a strong position to be in financially. Just on the last page now, Cherie, If you go down a little bit further, yep, that's the one. This is just showing our receivables of where we're at. In terms of our rate base, we've received 82% of that. We still have an outstanding, large amount outstanding with Hastings, but we'll be following that up today and finding out where we're at. And
question on that.
Yep.
Did he make that commitment that he
told? No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It hasn't happened. I've been looking for it. It was on the 16th. Yep. So anyway, we'll go through that later, John. And general receivables, just a little bit more to the right. Yep. Just over $202,000. So, of which the majority of that is recoverable, because obviously if we can come sooner than later to resolve what's happening with our the previous owners of the pub, then we can then resolve those outstandings as well. Does anyone have any queries? That's what I like to hear. Thank you.
All good. Thank you, Andrea. Well done. A mover and a seconder for the Peter, thank you, and Blanche second it. All those in favour,
aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 10.3, superannuation for councillor members, Cherie and John.
You want to have a cracker? It's up here.
I don't have a mic in front of me.
Okay. So, basically, we talked about that. There's a change in the Act. It gives us the ability for councillors to have superannuation paid on their council payments. So part of that is that we need a resolution from council to say, yep, we're prepared to do that. But it also gives you the ability for individual councillors who do not wish to receive superannuation payments, they do not have to. So the resolution says that we approve the payment of superannuation for council members. So that's part one. And part two, which councillors want to opt in? I haven't put any names there because we don't know who may want to opt in it.
Have we got any discussion on that agenda item? Well, can I have a mover and a seconder for it then? Elise, thank you.
I'll second it.
And Hamish, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
But
aye.
Can I please have an indication as part of that resolution, because we need to set system up, who would like to receive superannuation payments? I noticed our last discussion, not everybody did.
I'll opt in, please.
So Elise?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll opt in.
Jim?
Yeah.
Pete? Blanche?
Blanche has opted in.
In, yep. Not for you, Will?
Yeah, I'm opting in because I think it's easy for the staff to keep it all together. Everyone should probably opt in, I guess.
Hamish?
I'll opt out. Yep, superannuation right. Have to be the greatest bloody scam in the history of the free world, but I'll opt out. Yeah.
Right?
I'm opting out as well.
Out as well? All right. And we just need to set that up going into the new financial period, if we can start that. Is there any particular... We'll need to know what superannuation fund to put it in and that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'll create it for them.
Yeah.
And I'll send it around to Aaron and they can just put in their details.
And we're thinking... Sorry, just to add to this, the way that it will be dealt with will be put through our wages system so that it automatically calculates that superannuation for you, and then it will go through on that basis. And so it gets picked up, and the new legislation under with superannuation is you have to pay it within 14 days. So you need to make sure that payment, within 4 days to your clearinghouse, and they have to make sure that those funds are paid straight away to your respective superannuation fund, because they've been sitting on it and making a lot of money from it.
And it goes to 12% as of 1st of July.
Exactly. I think if you're not aware of it, you have a ceiling of 30,000 still for this financial year.
Yeah, if they nominated this year, I know it was last, this financial year.
I don't think, I haven't seen an increase yet, so I'm presuming it's still the same at this point in time.
I don't think anyone would bother with that one.
All right.
Righto, very good. 10.4, use of quotes to engineering and project management for the Landau Bypass and Gascoyne River Crossing updates. Jared.
So as we know, we've got the funding to do that project. We are very, very time critical and aware that we need to get that done. So to speed that up, if we can have council approval to use e-quotes to appoint a project manager to handle all the engineering, consultancy, procurement of contractors, and then also authorise the CEO to award the contract to a value of, we've worked out about 1.2 is what it's going to be roughly.
Yeah. Probably be less than that, but I've just put it in with
the figure. So, yeah, that's my recommendation.
Hang on, is there any discussion?
Just a question for Jim.
Will?
Yeah, I just had a question. So the scope of works, just to get clear on what we're signing off on here, is that we are appointing, we're looking to go to, through the Walga Preferred Supplier Portal for one person, and it's a project management and engineering services for the whole project, and we're to the value of 1.2. Is it, like, that's primarily what we're saying, right? Like, it's not, is it design works as well?
No, the design works are done. This is... Yeah. Purely to have the consultancy and engineering on the ground and supervision on the ground and procurement of those services and trades we need in other
things. Okay. Right.
Basically a project manager.
Project manager. Yeah.
Basically what...
Yeah, yeah.
Same as what they did on the canal muller upgrades.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. And so, if just a, is this normal? It wouldn't be because it's time sensitive. I got that. But normally your best practice would probably go to get more than one quote just to see value for money and understand there's a background to the job because of the engineering being done previously. So I can understand that. I just asking the question about our processes before we sign off this recommendation.
We agree that in a perfect world, you'd probably go out and get 10 quotes, but the relationship that we've currently got, and there's no requirement, no that we have to get any more than one because they've already been vetted by Walga. So the preferred supplier is already a vetted list. So this is a matter of if we got to, this is trying to speed this project up more than anything. So that's really where we're at with this. You know, we know who's going to do the good job by the Shire of Upper Gascoyne and make sure things get done in a very timely manner.
Yeah, so there'll be a schedule of rates as per that portal or whatever Walga's set out, right? So that basically that contract will be run as if there's a schedule of rates, and that you as the CEO will be signing off on.
Yeah, I'm not certain how that work, I guess. Walga put it together, but they go through a whole list of things that each one of those companies have got to supply, you know, their insurances and all the rest of the bits there, the hourly rates and all that sort of stuff. They go right through that to be a preferred supplier to get on the list. So Yeah,
okay. I think my concern was like 1.2 is like 13.33% of the total funding. So I was like, well, that's a big chunk of money. Just asking the question
really
about.
I want to look at engineering services like that. Traditionally, around about 10% of what the project value is. I put 1.2 there to give us a little bit of flexibility in case it does come in, because I don't want to have an agenda item that all of a sudden it comes in at 1.2. And my agenda item says 900, I've got no choice to wait another month and come back. And we don't have time to do that. So I've put a bit more than in there to make sure we can get the quote, get the PO out and get the work happening straight away.
Okay, as long as all councils are aware of that, that's all right.
Everybody's on board with that, happy with where we are there? I'll have a mover and a second, and then if we can, boys.
I'll second it.
Hamish, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right.
10.5, rescinding council resolution 07052025.
Jared. Righto. So last council meeting, we adopted a decision criteria purely for the upgrade to seal. So what we want to do is, obviously that's all changed since we now got more funding and all the rest, and we're looking to package the work. So basically we can rescind that decision criteria to endorse, sorry, not for the Canard Muller Road, for the Land Augustus, Mount Augustus realignment, for the clearing works only. There's a bit of a mistake there in that agenda item. So we adopted criteria for the just for the clearing works of the Land or Mount Augustus bypass, and that we've got the full budgeted amount in funding to do the entire works, not just the clearing. We're going to do the upgraded seal and the two concrete crossings. That's sort of obsolete now, that decision criteria. So we're going to package all that up into probably two lots of packages, so one for the concrete crossings and culverts, and one for the clearing, earthworks, and upgrade. So we need to knock that one on the head and come up with a new decision criteria, which is in the next item.
Yeah, so the only thing, I just couldn't quite, so that hasn't actually gone to tender yet, has it?
No.
No, that was my only question. Yeah, had no, that nobody's eyes could have gone on that, that was, would have started putting work into it.
No, we were about to pull the trigger on it and go to tender, and then we got notification that we got extra funding.
So. Yeah, because that might have just been a bit unfair, you know, if it had actually already gone out, that we were going to pull it back again, but that was my only question.
So really it's that even if we had gone to tender, you know, we didn't have to actually award anyone, that's by and by, but this is all going to be part of another bigger project.
Yeah.
Everybody's right on that?
Yep.
No more discussion there? I'm moving a second for that, Ray. Thank you.
All right.
Will, second, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Righto, 10.6. Moving on, decision criteria, RFT 02-25-26, construction, a concrete low-level crossing over on the Land or Mount Augustus Road. Jared.
So, as I was saying, we need a decision criteria for the construction of the two crossings on that project, the Land or Bypass. We know the background now, we've got the money for it, the design's all been done and shovel-ready, so we want to get tender as soon as we can. So the criteria I'm recommending, based on very, very similar projects, it's worked in the past, is price 25%, relevant experience and previous experience 25%, capacity to undertake the works 15%, you know, their personnel and skills 15%, and demonstrated understanding and methodology 20%.
We need discussion. For or against that? No, all good.
No, at least once.
What happened to our local contractor kind of preference in that? Seems to have dropped off. Our tenders.
Well, still in our policy. So you don't have to make a decision criteria. It's a policy that you...
I think I know what Lisa's talking about. Not so much that, it's back with our blood damage, we used to ask for a 10% or 15% local content within those. We've dropped off that at least, because very rarely, we're just not getting there, the people aren't there to do it. And people were coming and going, one minute they had 15%, then someone left, they're now down to 8%, and he was recording that, and questions kept getting asked. So it became just too to bloody monitor, really. So we haven't really stressed ourselves out about that of late. I know it was a big thing at one stage. We were very keen to see
that. Just that people have noticed that's not there anymore. So
they still can get there. If they want to put in a tender and use the preferred their local preference.
Yeah, I know, but I meant as in, like, that people who don't have the whole scope of works machinery, that it's kind of, it was a good opportunity for locals to jump in there, whether or not it should be maybe 5%, so they've got a sort of, I don't know, I just feel it's a shame that it's dropped off there.
I think it's something we can revisit, these big projects.
Yeah, but
like
I just...
this now, I do not want that to be a hold up on what about it.
Yeah.
We just don't have any time to muck about it.
No.
I'm not saying we're mucking about, but you know what I mean, we just...
good point. So, if we're all happy with that, have I got a mover and a seconder? Peter. And Blanche, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
10.7.
Rinse and repeat, is it?
Yeah. Decision criteria RFT 03, 25-26, plant and labour hire, construction of the land or a bypass realignment. Jared.
So, yes, yeah, similar vein. As I said, we divvied it up, this project, into two packages, so one for the crossings, and this decision criteria is relevant to the plant and labour hire of the actual construction of the bypass. Again, you know, I spoke with Greenfields about the recommended decision criteria, and we based it around similar projects in the past. We've changed it a little bit, but the recommended decision criteria would be the quality and completeness of road construction, their plant and equipment, demonstrated remote area construction experience, 25%, the local knowledge of sourcing appropriate materials, which as we know is a big one, 25%. Capacity to commence and complete the contract works within the designated time frame is imperative, 25%. And basically, we need to know that they've got mechanical support and logistic backup if they do have breakdowns, because it is time sensitive, and that's at 10%.
I'd like to move the motion with the change of that 25% to 15% at the top. I think that's just a typo.
Yeah. Righto. With that change. Will, moving it. Have you got a second to there, Ray? Thanks, Ray. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Righto, 10.8. Provision of plant and labour hire for the Carnarvon Mullawarra upgrade 25-26.
Do you want to get Josh in for that one?
No, yeah.
Better with Donovan. You need Josh.
We'll rip that one open a bit at the recommendation discussion now. So.
Joshua, we're talking about that Carnarvon Mullawa tender that we ran, and you want to explain to council where we got with that?
Thanks. So we got eight responses, eight tenders that came in, but as part of the evaluation, we identified that potentially six of them have compliance issues, and what that means is the tender set out specific requirements around risk sharing, so who takes the risk of different elements of the job. One of the big risks, of course, is materials and the compliance and quality and quantity of materials, and the tender required that tenderers take that responsibility and price it accordingly. What we found with six of the submissions is they basically tried to transfer that risk back to the Shire. And so what that means is, as part of the evaluation, we've got two tenders that are saying, we'll take all the risk and we'll guarantee that we'll give you a product that meets your specifications. And the other six are saying, we'll do our best, but we might not meet all the specifications. And of course, trying to compare the six with the two, we're not comparing apples with oranges. And the risk with that is, with the six tenders, there might be additional cost if we were to try and hold them to the specifications, like we would hold the first two, which wouldn't be known until we got into it. And then there might be potential variations and et cetera, et cetera. So I had a discussion or an email discussion with John and Jared, and we have to assess those six
as non-compliant tenders. For them to proceed to the evaluation, it would mean that they would have had to submit a conforming or a compliant tender, as well as an alternative tender, and the alternative tender should have been their submission, which is basically, we're not going to take the risk, we'll give you a good enough product, but that's now our alternative, and here's our compliant tender. Now, no one's done that, so what's going to happen is you've got six, I say six, it might be five, there might be one who's changed their mind, but five or six tenderers who will probably not proceed to the evaluation stage, and will be looking at assessing three tenderers as the options. Now, fortunately, the two that are guaranteed that have definitely not got any transfer of risk back to the Shire are tenderers that you've worked with before, and you know do a good job. So we're in a fortunate position on that. But I went back to John and Jared and said, look, let's go back to those six and just ask some questions about what they meant by their clarifications, what that potential additional price might look like if they had to provide a compliant tender. At least then we can get a feel for apples for apples. And we're just in that process of getting those responses back at the moment, and then we'll wrap that up into the report and send it through. So it's a little bit of a complicated one, but I think it's the right way to go to make sure we evaluate it fairly and transparently.
Mm-hmm. But what we're asking here is basically the resolution's probably, the officer's recommendation is a little bit light. But what we really want to do is to the council authorise me as a CEO to appoint the successful tender upon recommendation on that report. And rather than wait another month to come back, so the only two elements, one, it would be the council authorise the CEO to appoint the tenderer. And two, what would be the maximum value that we could, I could appoint to?
Well, it's looking like the two that are in the ballpark are about 2.8 and 3.8 is the two tenderers that we're looking at. But if you select the 2.8 tenderer, then you can afford to do some extra work. So you probably need to be up around the 3.5 because that will allow you to spend all the funds that we've got.
Well, that would be the, can you get that through? That would be the second part of the resolution.
Did you go to 3.8? Because that's if you didn't go with option one in case they end up too busy or whatever.
You went with 3.8. The only problem with that, Jared, is at 3.8 you can't afford to seal the whole lot. So even if you pick the 3.8 tender, you won't be able to seal all the work, so you have to reduce their scope because you've only got 4.7.
Yes.
So you would have to pick something in the 3.5 anyway. You know what I mean?
So
you've got about $1 million worth of seal to pay for.
So what's the resolution sound like now that we are going to adopt?
That council authorised the CEO to award tender, whatever the tender number is, and two to a maximum value of $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think so. I think that gives you plenty of scope.
Schedule of rates anyway, isn't it? And you extrapolate that out with 3.8.
Jim, can I ask a question there of the CEO, please?
Yeah. Go, Will.
Yeah, just the clarification. So outside of the council meeting, are we able to do a special council resolution out of session, so have it more rather than sort of, it just feels a bit like we haven't got all the information on this particular item, and I'm just wondering if we can do an out of session resolution that gives staff the confidence to go forward with the particular item. At this stage, I'm sort of, you know, sitting here thinking we probably need a bit more information about the tender and the report before we make a resolution.
We'll get your report on it.
Yeah, I'll send the report.
We will receive Josh's report before the decision's made.
Yeah, so my question is, can we, under the Local Government Act, can we not, this is to the CEO, can we not make an out-of-session resolution to give the CEO outside this council meeting, that's all? Are we needing to make the decision now, or before July meeting, can we not do a special resolution of council by the Local Government Act?
No. You'd either have a special meeting of council, or the only other way we could do it would be I send a report out, And I'd want emails back from each individual council within 2 days of me sending that report out, indicating whether you support the recommendation. And then at the following July meeting, then I can appoint. And the following July meeting, we do a retrospective approval.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable with that process than this process, to be honest.
Let's see how everyone else feels.
Right? You happy with that? Elise?
I'd rather read it and respond to an email than do it after.
I'm happy enough to go with it as it stands, to be honest. As the resolution is read there in 10.8 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm the same as Amy.
Peter?
The way it's written.
The three all, so on the thing, but yeah, well, I reckon we just run with it now because of the time sensitive area we're in. So we need a mover.
I'll move 10.8.
Second it. Blanche, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye. No, I'm going to not vote for that. I'm going to please record that I am against that motion.
Yep. You can put me down as against as well.
Ray, you're and you down as against it?
Yep. I'd rather read it. Feel more comfortable.
So that goes through, we'll do what 10.8 said, but I will still send that report out.
Yeah, I'm understanding we're still going to get that report.
And the recommendation will be based off the report.
Yep. We've done it, so that's good. 10.9, 1 year extension on the bulldozer contract.
Right. Jared. So in September/October, the bulldozer contract is up. But part of their existing contract, they have the option to request a 1 year extension. Now, I've brought this forward to the June meeting because, as we know, with the council elections, we get into that caretaker period. We're not allowed to make big decisions or enter into contracts in that period, which is exactly when this contract expires. So that's why we've brought it forward now. So them earthmoving have emailed and requested a 1 year extension on the bulldozer contract. I have no issues with it. I think they've done a pretty good job. Their rate's reasonable. I haven't got any, from a personal point of view, interactions with them. There's no reason for us to say no. So my recommendation is that we extend it another year.
All right, very good. Any discussion?
No, I'd like to move the motion, please.
Moved by Wills. Have I got a seconder? Blanche, thank you very much. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Righto. 10.10, year extension on the water cart.
Yep, okay. So exactly the same as the bulldozer contract, which is also with them, the water cart contract. Asking for a year extension for the exact same reasons, but it finishes at the same time. Once again, I've been very happy with their performance. If we've had any issues, they've sorted it out. Proof's in the pudding with the roadworks we've done, so I'm happy to recommend that we extend their contract for another year.
Any discussion? No, mover and a seconder, please.
Move, please.
And Will, thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We have no matters behind closed doors. Previous notice has been given. Urgent business approved by the person presiding. None.
Elise, do you want to bring that item in there for the about who councillors want to attend the World Conference?
Well, I suppose so.
Because it's only going to be a budget line item for us as admin, but normally we've got to get, approve you fellows who want to go to it.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, do you want to do it next month? Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has thought about it, that's all. Do you want to do it next month?
Yeah.
You can do it next month.
If we can do it next month, yeah. Because we may We may be going to that, John.
I tell you what, when Jimmy gets up in front of all those 1,000 freaking representatives, it'll be well worth going, I reckon.
Anyhow, yeah,
you
I reckon.
You might want to change the Shire meeting date if you do that as well, if you're going to go. You might want to have a look at that.
Well, we'll give a bit of thought to that so it comes up at the next meeting, right?
Can you make a note of that, sure, please?
Outstanding council meeting resolutions. Item 14, none. Right. Thank you all very much. Close the meeting. Well done. And we will just go straight into the continuation of what we were doing with it.